Now, we were talking about this earlier on, and this is, I love this time of year because Football Manager, the game 2016, they've simulated the remainder of the season and they are going to be revealing today who's going to walk away with this year's honours. And the Football Manager analyst, Tom Davidson, joins us right now. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, not bad at all. Not bad at all.
Good.
Okay. So, what have you, you've done the Premier League and the Championship tables, I believe, yeah?
That's right. We've done it for the, this is the fourth year now we've done this. And for the past 3 years, we've got both winners of the Premier League and Championship right on every occasion. So, we've got a pretty good track record on this.
Okay. No pressure. No pressure. I remember talking to you last year about this, and I think you got Bournemouth right. So I'm going to hold back on the Bournemouth question just at the moment. Let's talk a little bit more local. Let's talk Leeds United. Where are Leeds United going to finish the Championship? Obviously, they're going to be first.
Well, Football Manager actually says they're going to be 15th.
Ooh. You happy with that, Mark?
Mark, what do you reckon?
We're used to that position, aren't we, 15th?
hopefully not 17th, because that's the unlucky number for Massimo Cellino, apparently. In fact, the programme this weekend for the Nottingham Forest game was going to be number 17. It's not. It's 16B.
Right. Yeah.
There you go.
What about Sheffield Wednesday, another one of our Yorkshire clubs? And I'm a Sheffield Wednesday fan. Are we going to make the playoffs?
Relegation.
Not quite the playoffs. Just outside 7th place.
Oh, you're killing me.
All that investment. What's it been good for?
All that tuna.
Oh, dear me. Poor Joe.
I don't agree with that, Tom.
So, top of the Championship, what are you looking at, Tom?
Well, it's very tight between the top two, but Hull actually came out on top.
Wow. Really? So whereabouts are Borough?
Borough second, 3 points behind. So it's very tight.
Wow. That is very, very tight. And what about relegation from the Championship?
Well, three teams who are down there currently, Bolton, Rotherham and MK Dons.
Oh, Rotherham.
Another
one of our
sides. What's going on with Redders? Mm. Oh, dearie me. So that's the Championship. Let's move on to the Premier League. And as you correctly predicted last year, you correctly predicted Chelsea and the mighty Bournemouth. Whereabouts do Bournemouth finish the Premier League this season? I'm trusting you with this, Tom.
Well, interestingly, they just go down.
Oh, no! Wow. No, don't say that to me, Tom!
It's very tight. They drop a few points. It's all down to Eddie Howe's attacking style of play. They just can't keep a clean sheet, so that ends up costing them in the end.
Oh dear, Darren.
I've gone off you, Tom, already.
I wasn't expecting that.
No, neither was I. I thought we were nailed on Champions League position.
I think you'll stay.
So the bottom three, I mean, Aston Villa are surely down already. Sunderland have a big job. Who were Bournemouth replacing in that bottom three?
Well, you said the other two would go down, Aston Villa and Sunderland. They're the other two who are playing Championship football next season.
Right. So Newcastle are getting out of it.
Newcastle climb up to 16th. I mean, they've spent heavily in the transfer window and, you know, Seydou Doumbia starts banging in the goals for them. So they haul themselves out of trouble.
How were you? What did you get right in the relegation last year? I want to check it. Right? I want to check. I know you got Chelsea and Bournemouth right as the winners. How did you do on the relegation last year?
I think we got two out of the three last year.
So there's a hope.
Pretty good.
There's a hope for Bournemouth.
Two out of three ain't bad. Someone did a song about that.
What about Chelsea? Where are they going to move up to? They seem to be doing okay under Gus Hiddink right now.
Yeah, Chelsea have probably the best second half out of any team in the league, and they actually climb into Europa League places, which is very interesting. It's actually mainly due to the fact that Hiddink's only ever lost one game in charge of Chelsea. So he carries on that run. He seems to have the players playing well underneath him. Diego Costa finally has woken up after his slumber from the first half of the season. And they make it into Europa League.
Okay. So up the top end, did you do predictions for the full top four?
We did indeed.
Okay, right. Well, how's that pan out?
Well, fourth place, Spurs.
Oh. Okay.
Third place, sadly, no fairy tale ending for Leicester.
Oh.
I think they'd take the Champions League, though.
Definitely.
Lord, that'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
Second place, and this is, again, it's very, very tight at the top. Second place goes to Arsenal, who miss out by a single point to champions Man City.
Man City. So Manchester United not even in the top four.
Nope, fifth place.
Oh,
you're Europa League.
Smart. That's gonna smart.
Thursday night for
Channel 5. Yeah. Well, it's not even on there now, is it?
Manchester United and Chelsea.
Oh. Makes the Europa League very watchable, doesn't it? Tom, how do you work all of this out? Have you just got like some amazing computer program, or do you have just boffins that sit in a room that work this out?
It's a bit of both, really. We have, the game is really in depth, goes into a lot of detail. We simulate every second of a football match, so you can play the whole 90 minutes of a match during the game, unlike other football games where you basically play a condensed version of the match. But also we have over 1,300 researchers across the world who are covering everything from the Premier League to Guam's Premier Division. So it goes into a staggering level of detail. We've got over 340,000 active players in our database, and every one of them has been rated and given the right level of stats. And I take that, and then I add in all the results and all the transfers that have taken place so far this season, and then run it through to the end of the season.
Because the game itself has taken on a life of its own, and lots of Premier League managers use the database and use that information. It's not just the game anymore, is it?
Oh, definitely not. It goes into such a level of detail now. You're right. Yeah, managers use it to test out formations, to look up players. We work with Prozone, who have access to pretty much every single major club in the world. And as part of their recruiter system, managers are actually using our data to help sign players and take a look and see if a player is any good, how he might develop in the future, and basically also what his personality is like. It gives him a real insight into what a potential signing could do for them.
Yeah, and it can make or break a player, the ratings on a game like Football Manager or FIFA. I mean, you just look at Akinfenwa, for instance, at AFC Wimbledon, who's got the highest strength rating on the game, and he's become sort of this cult personality on the back of that.
Yeah, I mean, we've got an interesting story about Harry Kane. We actually had to apologise to him recently after his amazing run of form this season and last season, because we had his stats slightly lower because of his performances prior to that, and then we've had to give him a massive boost. I think it's going to be the same with Jamie Vardy this year as well.
Oh, really? Is he one that slipped under the net?
He was always very good, but obviously with the season he's having, we have to take that into account and just slightly.
Football Manager 2016, when's that game out, or is it out right now?
It's out right now.
Oh, there you go, you can get it right there. And it's not just on a PC or anything anymore, you can get it on your phone and all sorts now.
Yeah, you get it on your tablet, phone, PC. We also have a cross-save compatibility where you can take your save from your tablet and put it onto your PC as well.
Okay.
Yeah, no life.
Well, our very own Danny Parkinson took it very, very seriously. He used to put a suit on for FA Cup final day, didn't he?
Yeah.
On Football Manager.
Spends 3 or 4 hours a day on it.
He does. There's a film, actually, that's really, really interesting. It came out a couple of years ago, I think, wasn't it, Tom? They looked into Football Manager and how different people do it. One person got his team to a European final, and the European final was being held, I think, in Turkey. So he set light to a bin in his room.
That's right.
To create the smoke, the smoky atmosphere of a Turkish European Cup final. I just absolutely love these stories. It's a brilliant film out there at the moment. Tom, you've fallen down in my estimation after what you've said about Bournemouth, but we really appreciate you coming on and chatting to us this morning. Tom Davidson from Football Manager. Thanks very much, mate.
Thank you.